Blackstone Audio presents Monsters, the 1985 Chicago Bears and the Wild Heart of Football by Rich Cohen. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. For my old man, who never told me what to love, but did show me how. And none of the other men failed to protect him. They all held their shields out in front and lifted him up and carried him out of the fighting to the horses waiting for him at the rear of the battle, with their charioteer and handsome, bronze-inlaid car. And they brought him, groaning with pain, back toward the city. But when they came to the ford of the swirling Xanthus, they lifted him out, laid him upon the ground, splashed water over his face, and he came to, and opened his eyes, and got onto his knees, and coughed up dark blood, then sank back to earth, and night covered his eyes, for the mighty blow still overwhelmed him. Homer, Iliad, translated by Stephen Mitchell. But the way I got spun around and nailed in the side by a helmet right where I was vulnerable, well, I knew I was in big trouble. I was rasping, croaking when I got back to the huddle. I called an audible designed for Willie Gault, but when I threw the ball, he wasn't there. It got picked off. Willie had a good reason for not being where I thought he'd be. "I couldn't hear you, Mac," he said. "Are you hurting?" Was I ever? I told Steve Fuller to be ready. Eventually, I couldn't take it any longer. I went in and tried to urinate. Like grape juice. I was bleeding internally. I jumped right in the shower. I must have stayed there for an hour, because I knew where I was going, I wouldn't shower for a week. I was headed to the...